San Francisco, he stepped off the plane and was spit on by hippies. You believe that? After serving our country, damnedest thing? Damnedest war, Dad says. Freddie clears his throat. Yeah, well, I was in World War II. Back then, we came back heroes. Dad doesn't say anything, and the quiet is so uncomfortable that I keep staring at the pictures on the board. But all I can think about is how Wayne is a hero, and how no one better ever spit on him.
By the 1970s, the Vietnam War had become extremely unpopular with many Americans. Sometimes anti-war protesters would even shout insults and spit on returning U.S. soldiers. But still, many Americans supported the war and were proud of the soldiers. And many people who were against the war didn't like the way that the returning soldiers were treated. Let's pick it up in the middle of page 124, where it says, after a long moment...
After a long moment, Freddie asks, you like to fish, Toby? I shrug. It's okay. Dad holds the coffee mug close to his chin. I think my son has a dose of big city in him. I didn't know you ever lived in the city, Toby. I frown because I know what Dad is referring to, and I don't see how asking a few questions about why he left Dallas makes me a city kid. Dad takes a sip of coffee, then says, he kind of thinks cities like Dallas have something special. I'm wondering why Dad, who is private about everything, is talking like this to Freddie.
Oh, they do, Freddie says. Yes, indeedy, they do. They got traffic jams and smog, and oh, yeah, they got...